Are we back? What's up here? Give me 1 second. Let me see if I have lost my connectivity again to the internet. This seems to happen at the most inopportune times. Give me 1 second here, and let me see what's going on. I guess some can hear me, so we will continue the show here. Again, it seems like my connection occasionally drops and comes back, so hopefully you can still hear me and we will keep going. As I said, that was Feeder. The song was Buck Rogers. And that brings us to our Clan Focus. This week we check in with Cragen and Busta Kills from Clan GSF, otherwise known as Global Strike Force. They were able to send me some information regarding their clan, their gaming, the development of Urban Terror, things of that nature, and we'll check in with them here and see what they actually have to say about the mod and their stuff.
Some of us in GSF have been together for over 4 years. We started back in Quake 2 playing Lithium. You know, we're all from the same town originally, and we mostly played Quake 2 Weapons Factory. Then when Quake 3 came around, we gave Weapons Factory a shot, but it wasn't something that we really liked. And recently, you know, we found Urban Terror, and I started back up my sister clan, GSF, Global Strike Forces, that I originally started back in CS, when CS, you know, when I found CS.
And as I said, this is Clan GSF. We are listening to Cragen and Busta Kills. The quality of these WAV files are a bit low. They might be a little bit hard to hear. I apologize for that. It was a last-minute thing. I was able to get these guys. So bear with me. If you can't hear it, you can download it and check it out later. We continue on with some of their information, such as why they find the mod fulfilling, some of their accomplishments, if they play in any leagues, and what they feel we should improve on for competitive gaming.
I have to say, most of the UT players are very cool. All the people I've talked to in IRC and in the game, you know, except for a few, have been real cool. Pubs are a lot of fun. Everybody seems real laid back, and joking around makes the game a lot more fun. We're waiting for Cal to start up so we can get involved with that. The toughest clans that we have faced have been Exile and Ill. We've yet to play PHX, so I can't tell you about them, but Exile is actually what got us to get a little more serious. Personally, I'd like to see the development fix the hit scan box to where things are real inconsistent, and you know, you get the PL and you empty a clip on a guy and nothing even, you don't even register a hit. You know, that's to me the most irritating thing in the game.
And that is one of the things in the mod that we have corrected here for beta 2.4 is the hit detection. As you know, we do not use bounding boxes. We do use our new hit detection system called Ares, and that has been fully tweaked. So no more will you miss what you're aiming at. Every laser sight you put on the enemy, every bullet will hit. So you do not need to fear that. We have two more from Clan GSF, and we'll continue on with the show. And again, I apologize for the quality of these MP3s. I got them at the last minute. I was unable to fix them up so we could hear them a little bit better.
I say the main thing about us is that we, you know, we enjoy the games. You know, we play to have fun, but we like to win. You know, just like anybody else.
Hey, all you fish taco eating motherfuckers! This is Busta Kills here. I'd just say thanks to SID for a great mod. To all the clans we played, it's been hella fun. Clan Acme, Clan Organic, Clan Illustrious. You guys are a great bunch of guys. Keep up the good work. To all the West Coast players on VK14, throwing down some great pub games. To the Canadian whore Gomer for being the bitch that he is. To all those giving me prayers while I'm in and out of the hospital, I say thanks. It's been fun. Hope to see you around for a long time. I'm out.
All right, that was Clan GSF. Like they said, they have not been around too long, a few months here, waiting for the new leagues to start up, and hopefully you guys will see them around in some of the leagues and ladders. And I guess they frequent VK14, so if you're there, check them out. As I know I have before, that was Clan GSF. Again, if you want your clan to be focused, You can send me an email, oswald@planetquake.com. And we do ask for a we do have a few requests when you make make your recordings, and we will give you all that information. So if you want to be focused, send me an email. Coming up next, Just What You Wanted. We will get into talking about Beta 2.4, where it is, what we're doing with it. Before that, we do have two dedications we're going to send out to our coder, one of our coders, 27, whom we have kept chained up in the basement since he has come on board, feeding him nothing but bread and water until he codes for 2.4. We will hear Rammstein, Du Hast, and then we'll hear the Dueling Banjos from Deliverance. This is Urban Radio.
happy, happy, joy, joy. What's up?
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
All right. A little fun there. And those both go out to 27, one of our coders. To understand Dueling Banjos, you need to see the movie Deliverance. And now all you little pigs can squeal. Moving on, Beta 2.4. Yesterday was the day of reckoning for Silicon Ice development. The build is complete. That is not a rumor, and some of you probably idling in the channel have seen. We did finish a few versions of it. The coders did complete a 2.4 alpha build. When coupled with 2.4, gave us an excellent overview of what Beta 2.4 will be like when it's released. As the Australian coders say, there are a few niggles remaining, nothing that's too time-consuming, though. The next minor update will fix these issues we have found in the current version, and this is only good news for the community. We did get into a 4-on-4 game yesterday with some of the guys from the QA team, and the feeling was very positive. The new sounds, coupled with new bullet holes from Sweet Nuts, depending on the surface types, did give a new feel to the mod. The grenades, both high explosive and flash grenades, were more effective than in 2.3, and the bullet ricochets really put you in a front seat for all the action. The game did feel different, too. I really can't place my finger on it. Maybe it was the fact that there are some new features, like the aforementioned bullet holes and sounds. Then again, maybe I was just using a, you know, maybe the conversion pack I was using that turned my M4 into the AK-103, you know, did it. I'm not sure. Again, that's just mainly purely perception. Not much has really changed in terms of, you know, the game overall. It still plays very well. In 2.4, I think the entire team is quite pleased with the progress we are making. As for the release date, we do ask that you give us through this weekend and allow Sid and the QA team to give it the once-over, and then we will look at confirming a date sometime next week, if all goes well. Overall, things are looking very, very promising, more so than when we released the first RC of Beta 2.4 about 5 days before Christmas. Some of the comments that I gathered from a few who were playing 2.4. Sweet Nuts says, I think the new 2.4 is a bigger hit to the senses. The new sounds amplify the experience, along with the new visuals 27 and I worked on. One of our QA guys, Vinsky, he says, I like the smoke grenades a lot. I think they're really going to add a new dimension to play. I really didn't notice any difference in the M4, that being the changes we did implement. The SPAS feels like it was tweaked about right. Still some lethal close range, but mid-range you are most likely to get killed before you kill the enemy. It also makes for a great close-range weapon and a good finishing weapon. And finally, 27, he says, I think it feels a lot sharper and tighter than any previous version of Q3 UT. And on a personal note, from 27 himself to the community, tell everyone to stop whining about the fucking hitbug. So shut your holes, he says. The hitbug is gone, and the mod is playing very well. And I see somebody in the channel, Mr. Mischief, is asking, can we have the AK-103 patch? No, we are not giving it out. It's not ready. You won't get it. Oh, with that, gonna set up a few more things here. You can listen to VNV Nation. VNV Nation. This is the song "Honor." It goes out to By My Hand. Thanks for the request.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
And we are back. That was V&V Nation Honor. Thanks by my hand for that suggestion. Let's continue on with some more changes for Beta 2.4. A few random things here that I picked up. We do have some screenshots we can show you here, and we will get those out to you. First off, this from 2070 says a grenade exploit is corrected in the code. That goes for all the other weapons that some of you llamas out there have been using. Basilisk tells me the master server is up and running. He took it to the data center last night. So our master server is now online, and we look forward to using that in Beta 2.4. The hitcher lag we have seen in 2.3 coupled with the 1.31 point release does not seem to be showing up in Beta 2.4, 27 says. He says, don't know what changed. Maybe the particle bug was orphaning memory, but so far it's been pretty good. We have not run into that issue with 2.4. Hopefully it stays that way when we release it. You can also check out some of the new screenshots, which we will be featuring on the website this afternoon once it's updated after the radio show concludes. This week, we are featuring updated shots of Rama with the new skybox environment and the rain. We also have some in-game shots of the AK-103 in use. As previously mentioned on the show, we will debut the AK-103 and the other four weapons in Beta 3. And the pack file we are testing now, which allows us to convert the M4 to the AK-103, is not available to the community. We are sorry, but the weapon's not ready yet, and we are going to keep that pack file to ourselves. You can find all the screenshots that I'm talking about over on Planet Quake, if I could do this right. You can find them at planetquake.com/siliconice/screenshots.htm. I think we have about 30 screenshots up there, so find your way over there. And some of these picks will find their way onto the urbanterry.net webpage later today. As you can see, barbecue has changed. As I said, the environment for Rommel, we now have a gray sky, and he did throw some rain in there. We're not sure how it's going to work, how well it'll work, but it does make Rommel look pretty damn cool. Barbecue even said so himself. Actually, Barbecue offers this up for the community. He says, a new cloud cover sky along with the visual rain and ambient noise of thunder and rain really bring the map to life and give it a very unique feeling of really being there. He says, there's also a few puddles of water lying around. He says, I think the map finally looks and feels like it should. Thanks to Blade Killer for all her generous hard work on the final stages, and thanks to Dragoon Triad for her help in some places. Also to Yidnar for his help with Q3 map. So you can check those out. Also, you can check the in-game shots that we have of the 103, the AK-103. It's also featured on the map, the older version of Rommel, but you can sort of get a sense of how the AK-103 will look in-game. We thought you may like those. You can check them out. Again, we'll give you the ding, the channel, or the link, planetquake.com/siliconice/screenshots.htm. That's what we've been working on. You can also see two examples of the new forums and the new website. Basilisk has finally given us some information, some screenshots on what the new website will look like. This is only one of a few. Well, that's not it. Actually, which one is it? The new website JPEG here is actually one of the forums. This is actually how it's going to be if you register. You will be able to configure how you want your forums to look. And this is just using one example of the maps, the map docs with some of Sweet Nuts' art. And like I said, you register and you can choose from, I think, about four or five of those. So it's pretty cool. And Mr. Mischief, just shut the hell up here, okay? The lag, we've already talked about it. It's gone. There were some issues with the map. The map, you won't get below 70 FPS anywhere unless you lag. So the map's good. So hush. What else do we have here for you? Those are the screens this week. We're also trying to get a demo of the AK-103 in action, and actually just some in-game shots here. So hopefully you can check those out later this week if we get around to updating the website. Also on the Urban Radio server, it looks like we are just about to get a map rotation here into UT Subway. Didn't really want to talk about that now, but I guess it comes at a pretty good time. Let me play one Slayer song. This goes out to Darkane. It's Here Comes the Pain. It only took a few weeks, bro, but I finally got the song off. Little Slayer for Darkane. Thanks for the request. Finally got it on for you. Now, let's get into the Urban Terror, or the Urban Terror server that we are running, the Urban Radio server, thanks to Blade Killer. We are on UT Subway at the moment. As I said, we began this server a few weeks ago after Cold Shot had a Pickup Tribes 2 server going, I believe, a TSN network. I figured it would give you guys a chance to check out some of the new maps we have playing, and fortunately this week we have a very good rotation, and everybody seems to be digging UT Subway. From last week, there are many changes to the map. The detail level is quite impressive. Everything about it, the adds, the texturing, really has done a good job. Check out the subway train itself. Quite impressive. He has great signage throughout the entire level, so you know where you are, which side of the map you're on. There are two routes, as I said, between each base. You can run through the subway car, as I am doing now. And it's probably not the best route to take. Usually a lot of resistance in there. You can go down the side corridor where it sort of winds around the subway train, and it's basically a one-way corridor. You can go each way. The red team can go to the blue side via it, and the blue team can go to the red side. Other than that, each base is a subway station. The main entrance looks kind of cool, as he has a helicopter with some floating, with some swaying ropes that are coming down from the helicopter. It looks very cool. Did a good job on it, and we look forward to playing more of this tonight. Right now, as I said, the server is full. It's 8-on-8, and everybody seems to be having a good time with it. Score is still 0-0, and we've been going for about 6.5 minutes here. Maybe I get some feedback from these guys who are in the game about how it's playing and what they think of it. Maybe they'll even come on the channel and give us some more information about it. But you can pick that map up. We did give you the links. Or you can go over to @UTSubway, UT_Subway, and get the map. We will give you some more information about this as we near the end of the show. But very cool map. I highly recommend you you give some feedback to Lay Earth, as this is probably going to be a winner. Great map. Great community map. Just overall, a great map altogether. He's done an outstanding job. Gameplay, I'm getting a few things here from some of the guys. P of Clan XP says the gameplay is great. Oh, there we go. I finally got a kill. And what can I say? You guys are going to have to check it out yourself. That is UT Subway version L. This week's Sid Spotlight, we were going to talk to Barbecue. Unfortunately, he had a few personal things he had to attend to and was not able to help us out. So we got Ian. Ian is one of the more recent coders who has joined Silicon Ice Development. He was offered a spot a while back where we were reorganizing the coding side of the mod with the departure of Apoxel and GottaBKD. Also, at that same time, Dr. 8 was hot and heavy into his thesis for his PhD down at the university in Australia. While he might not have the same experience level as some of our other coders, Ian has been very busy working on many of the things for Beta 2.4. With that, I give you Ian, one of the coders. Ian, give the community a quick rundown on who you are, how you came to be a part of Silicon Ice Development.
Hello there. My name's Ian, and I'm a coder for Urban Terror. Some people in the team also call me the Mexican, but I don't really know why. Anyway, how did I get into Sid? Well, when Apoxel left, I saw the advertisement request thingamajig on the site for new coders, and being the cam-headed guy sort of that I am, ran as quickly as I could to my Outlook Express and sent a mail away, and apparently I got on the team. Should be a luck, really, and pretty good.
And if you cannot understand Ian, he is from Scotland and he has a pretty thick accent, but he basically saw the thread we or the news we posted the news we posted over on Silicon Ice. And we are asking for coders and modelers. He just happened to be one of the guys who applied, and he did get the position. As I said, he has been very instrumental in helping us with the code for Beta 2.4. What makes the development team tick, Ian? Why do you think the core of the development team has stuck together to achieve their status they have in the mod community today?
Well, I've only been in Sid for a few months, so I'm probably not the best person to ask why I've been around for years, if you know what I mean. Well, Sid are all really friendly people, and we all get on really well, and I'd say we're one of the best, if not the best, mod developers out there, of course, you know. But we really support the community, and the community really supports us, and we're one of the few mods that do that and really get on with the community, so I'd say that's why we're probably around and there's still people playing. And also the fact that Urban Terror is one of the first realism mods for Quake 3, you know, that might have something to do with it, and, you know, hopefully. we will stay and play the game.
He does sound like Sean Connery, doesn't he? We are talking to Ian from Silicon Heist Development.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
That goes out to all you llamas in Pound Urban Terror right now. We are talking to Ian from Silicon Heist about 2.4 and some of his thoughts. What have you been working on for the upcoming beta 2.4, Ian? And what are you most proud of to date?
The latest 2.4 build that we have is looking pretty refined and it plays really well. It's, you know, basically the same as 2.3 with a lot of bug fixes and little improvements, you know, nothing too major. The biggest thing I'm proud of in 2.4 would probably be the CTF scores, you know. They bring sort of another aspect to CTF rather than just get the flag. It's get the flag and get points now, which is nice and always good.
And as he said, he was able to put in some scoring features for capture the flag. As you know, unlike now, you will actually get points for things you do, defending the flag, assisting, killing the guy at the flag. Somebody had asked, I forgot who it was, maybe it was Mungo Zinn or Gleam, I cannot remember, or offhand. Somebody asked if you got negative points if you accidentally fragged the flag killer. Right now, no, you do not receive any negative points unless friendly fire is on, and you will be minus one.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
If you notice the sounds I'm playing, those are from Barbecue. These are sounds that never made it into the build.
All your bass are belong to us.
Actually kind of cool, and I'm sure many of you would love to play them, and I'm sure they'd be overused just like the Foghorn was.
What's up?
What's up?
Meep, meep. Okay, let's continue on with the interview with Ian. Ian, what's been the biggest challenges that you feel lie ahead for Silicon Heist Development, Silicon Heist Development team from a coding perspective?
Hopefully in Beta 3 you should see a lot of improved aspects of the game. When I say hopefully I don't mess it up and make a really bad mod, because that would be a really bad idea. Anyway, one of the things we'd like to introduce would be missions, or team-orientated gameplay, or whatever you want to call it, thing like that. On each map, you've got a set of goals to complete rather than just straightforward killing, because that must get really boring after a year of playing it every day. Sure, you still keep the TS and Team DM modes, but you also have missions to play. One of the problems with that is pleasing everybody, because, you know, a lot of people say that Urban Terror is too fast, a lot of people say it's too slow, some people say the guns are too accurate, some say they're not, and the list goes on and on and on. So you've got to try really get a balanced mod that keeps everybody happy, as well as everybody and us and everybody and us and stuff. So that's pretty difficult. Another one of the major things we'd like to introduce would be a match mode or a clan mode for your clan games, so it's more structured and the servers are actually supporting it, and you've got your commands and your options and your types and stuff, types of gameplay and missions, so it's all there rather than just hope it works and it's all sketchy little games and stuff. So hopefully we won't see any of them anymore. Apart from that, looking forward to Beta 3 and hope it all goes well.
Beta 3. I guess I don't have that Scottish accent, but they do make a good bottle of blue, right? Good Scotch whiskey. Anyways, as he said, many things the coders are actually looking forward to on Beta 3. They actually won't be coming into the middle of a development cycle. Beta 3 will basically give these guys a good footing on some of the ideas they want to implement when it comes to the mod. And just like it was for Beta 2 when we introduced Apoxel to the team, he basically took on a majority of the coding aspects and did a solid job, and we expect these three coders that we've added to do exactly the same for Beta 3. Oh, I just heard one of Blade Killer's announcements in UT Subway. It's very cool map. Get it. Pound UT underscore Subway on IRC. Before becoming a member of SID, you had some experience with back-end applications for Urban Terror, such as the Keybinder program and the CRC checker. What's in store for the community with similar applications like these for the upcoming release?
Way shouts the fun bit. Well, at the moment I'm working on programs that are the back-end applications for servers to UrbanTerror.net and a new master server for Urban Terror. Well, in the future, we've got a few things planned. Nothing's, like, very definite yet. One of them would be a installer, like a really, really clever installer that you run and it's really small and it just gets the files that you need and stuff. So it's really easy to get updated and things like that, and really hard to not be updated. Yep, structured that well. Also, one of the things that it really is a maybe, but would be nice to do is to make a client browser app like GameSpy or LCNI. That's a lot more specific to Urban Terror, because GameSpy is a great program, but it isn't really good for Urban Terror because it doesn't use a lot of the nice things that we do and we send from the server, such as who's in what team and what the scores are and things like that. And with Beta 3, you'd be able to say watch the matches and things like that, but it's just planned, nothing's definite at all yet. But definitely an idea, though. So hopefully one of them will come out.
And the only definite thing are taxes and Urban Terror and more Urban Terror. But he does bring up some good points. Beta 3 is still a long way off. We get many questions on a daily basis about what's going in Beta 3. Can we have this in Beta 3? When's it going to be released? Right now, our focus is limited to 2.4 in the next few weeks here. We set a release date and get it out and support that before taking a short break and jumping on Beta 3 development. As he said, the back-end applications are quite instrumental in supporting the mod. I know we've had a lot of issues with the installers. Either people are llamas and can't figure out how to use a simple installer, or the installer, for example, the Mac one, doesn't work correctly because you have to roll back your clock on your Mac to allow the installer to work because it basically has a timer in it. So these are things that we hope to get fixed for Beta 3 that will improve the mod. As he was also talking about, we will be featuring Terror Strike again for 2.4. That is similar to what he was talking about with the All-Seeing Eye in GameSpy. It will be an Urban Terror-specific game browser. As we usually say over and over, we do not really promote the in-game browser that came with Quake 3. It looks okay, but it really doesn't work for shit. That's why a lot of us end up using All-Seeing Eye. And a few, I guess you end up using GameSpy Arcade or GameSpy 3D. So, with that said, I turn the floor over to Ian, and this is what he has to say to the community.
Way shouts the fun bit. Yeah. Well, I'd like to say hello to everybody that was in the Clan Goat, because we followed a while ago, during Beta 1 and 1.27, because we were obviously the best clan about and never lost any games. That's why we were the best, and everybody else wasn't. I'd like to say hello to them firstly, and also I'd like to say hello to the show at deadlamas.net for running Urban Terror Europe, a big community site. Yep, that's about it, I guess. And hello everybody else out there in IRC laughing at me right now, that's really appreciated.
And that was Ian's shoutouts. We thank Ian from Silicon Ice, our friendly Scott, for giving us an interview, hopefully filling in a little bit on who he is and what he does for the mod. You can look forward to more interviews next week. I believe next week we will feature Barbecue. And then after that, hopefully one of the coders. Trying to get Dr. 8 on here. 27 keeps whining that he doesn't have a microphone. So one of these days we will get both of them on here. Maybe we can get the buddy phone working and have a live interview, which would actually be a little bit more impressive. With that said, that ends the Sid Spotlight. You can check out all the questions and listen to the answers again once we post the show after we have concluded it. Coming up next, we will go on to the forums, check out what's going on. For now, you can listen to Blacken. This is Metallica. This goes out to Mungo Zinn and his mom, who was in town this week and visiting. We'll be right back.
Talking is the end. To begin with the dance of the dead. Kalafa Blackin! Blackin!
There you go, some Metallica, Blackened. Again, that went out to Mungo's Inn and his mom, who do listen to Metallica when she visits him. How sweet is that? Oh, let's see. There was another game-related shooting this weekend in Southern California at a cyber cafe. While the media tends to point the finger at gangs, the city of Garden Grove, California, began cracking down on these internet hangouts. From the LA Times, a crackdown stems from a series of crimes, mostly in parking areas surrounding the cafes. Most serious was December 30th when a 20-year-old man when a 20-year-old man was stabbed to death. Who's calling me here? That shouldn't happen. Give me one second here. I got to turn something off. These guys will keep calling me. There we go. Okay, let's get back. Where was I here? Most serious was December 30th when a 20-year-old man was stabbed to death while standing outside the PC Cafe on Garden Grove Boulevard. 21-year-old suspected gang member has been charged with murder in that death. After the stabbing incident, it dawned on us that we really haven't taken a hard look at these places. While some customers use the computers for information access to check their email, the majority of young players who frequent cyber cafes play video games. You can tell the reporter is very doesn't know what they're talking about here. Wait till we hit this one. PC Cafe, for example, holds two contests daily that it calls frag parties. On a recent afternoon, nearly all of its 58 computers were in use and every customer was playing video games. Unfortunately, said City Manager George Tendall, some of these places became hangouts and attract gang members. Police say 7 gang-related incidents have occurred at cyber cafes in the last year. Now, I know in SoCal here, some of the news stations have focused on more on the gaming aspect of the story, showing clips of gamers playing Counter-Strike, yet another attempt by the media to show computer gaming in a negative light. If you want to check the story, you can head over to latimes.com, type in the word Garden Grove, and you can find the story from January 21st. Want to be heard on the Urban Terror community? Then give your opinion on the Rant and Raves forum and the PC video game linked to murder. I give you my take on the thing, and I know there have been endless rants by myself and by many in the gaming community who discuss the same thing. Does or does it not relate to the basic nurturing of a child? Who's actually responsible when a child kills, and he just happens to play video games? So check that out, and that thread is in our Rant and Rave forum. The title is Video PC Game Linked to Murder. Two Sparkster from our QA team brought up some ideas for Follow the Leader. What's that, you ask? That's one of the current game modes in Urban Terror, yet I think there are only 2 servers that play it, and rarely do we see those with gamers on them. So much for teamwork and game objectives. Huh? It really deals with rule changes and how that game mode is played. Somewhat interesting, so check it out in the suggestion forums titled How to Spice Up Follow the Leader. With that said, we have not made any decisions on the game modes for Beta 3. Will some stay? Will others go? We don't know right now. A little bit too early to tell. What will become of the objective-based gameplay? These are questions that we will solve and then convey to the community after we have discussed them as a team. We do know we want objectives. What objectives? We do not know yet. Want to check out the unofficial Urban Terror Forum Fact and Summary? No need to go looking for it. His Button Nugget has provided all the answers you need on Urban Terror. some of these Q&A questions are actually kind of funny. As I'm trying to get through right now and give you a sampling of what Button Nugget has given us. Here we go. As I said, it is called, and I can't find it on the forums here. There it is, the unofficial UT Bulletin Board Fact and Summary. Some of the questions. Question, when will Beta 2.4 be out? Answer, when it's ready. Question, will knives be a selectable item? I hate them. Answer, no, you will always have to carry knives. Oz likes them. Question 3, how come I can't get 250,000 frames per second on this crappy game? I, like, need that much to play. Answer, shut the fuck up. Question 4, how come I get 1 FPS with my 12 gigahertz PC and GeForce 3 Ti 500. You have no clue how to set up and run a computer properly. And it goes on and on. Little spoof on the Q&A and the questions we continue to see in the forums that basically repeat themselves. With that said, in another thread, I did post an official Q&A fact. It basically hits all the questions that we see on a daily basis. When will Beta 2.4 be released? Whenever I try to connect to a server, I get protocol 67. I try to play Urban Terror but receive the interface 6 expected 3 error messages. Why do I see -1 servers when I refresh the game browser? Why doesn't my mouse wheel work? What files do I download? Yada, 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 and on and on. Unfortunately, people still don't understand that they should go here first and read it before they post their question that's already been answered about 3 or 4 times. So you can check that out. Both of those are in the general forums. I got one more song. We're getting some community questions, and we will call it a day. So coming up next, we have a little bit of Outkast. The song's called Crumbling Herb.
Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up. No gangs be rolled up. But still Andre got action. They sweat like Keith. All of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine. Thinking that you got several times to do this. Have you shot up? Thought you knew this. I'm crumbling. No time for fumbling. Selling my sack. Watching my back. Wetting them up like slish. Leaving them in a slash of blood. The clock is ticking. Niggas from my block is missing. I'm putting it down like it be hot before we all get shot. Got only so much time in this bastard. We to be claiming, bro, what I be saying, they procrastinating. Settling for less, better be ready when they roll up in your nest and sink one in your chest and you gone. Up out of here for good. Y'all be bobbing back and forth to let me know you understood. Yeah, what's up?
Nothing so much done, nothing is crazy.
So check me out, see, once in a while when niggas be trying to test me, I get frisky, grab a pint of golden whiskey, then they swing, but shit, they miss me, huh, I'm getting nice with them things, because I do like that, you heard me on the radio, and yes, my man, I'm true to that, I run my lyrics the way I want to hear them, and shoot my dice against the brick the way I want to flick them, niggas will ring around the roses, diamonds around my neck, don't flex it, but I'm running niggas over like a 94 Lexus Tesla, 10 millimeters, count on nigga, fuck a 9, see, I added a millimeter for y'all niggas doing crimes and drive-bys, kiss your ass, bye-bye, sign your suckers. I flip the script and turn the page and get your motherfuckers. Be popping shots like them hoes be popping cooties. And I still be spreading bullets like them freaks be spreading cooties. So look at niggas, I'm hunting Red October. I set my shit and ran my lyrics and now my verse is over. That's what the herb is dropping. It's simply marvelous, time is ticking. But some of the time when I be laying vocals in the dungeon, sugar bet and won't be smoking ounces like it ain't nothing. It ain't shit to take another hit, so hit it up the cannabis. Sativa, weed, reefer, yeah, smoke shit. It's all the antigens that enable me to see. So fire up another one and smoke out and fuck the world.
We is gonna smoke out until we choke out like some merry men. Towers I be burying. Coming around my trap, what that see, nigga? You get nothing just like DJ, do the cut. And I be having your posse ducking. Nothing but king shit. I am asking, sucker, can you hang? That player with the pepper throwing salt off in your game. Sprinkle, sprinkle, motherfucker, don't be crying on me. That's something that's be in my chest until I'm chilling in peace. Yeah.
Like two fat hoes sitting off on cornflakes. Stopping these things like french fries and hot grease. Big gift, get him out, PA Outkast, the J-O-Y. Just let y'all niggas know, forever pimping, never slipping. That's how it is, that's how it's gonna be. That's how it was in the past, that's how it's gonna be in the future, nigga. It's all day and all day. So what you wanna do with it? Bring that shit on, know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Just crumbling.
That's Outkast, Crumbling Herb. Thanks to Fatty Man for the request. Each week, we do post a thread asking for your feedback, questions. Try to do as much as we can here to answer the questions you ask over and over, since many of them are repetitive, as I can see in the channel here. A few people really have not been keeping up with the development. Gamers continue to pose the question, what about those elite-looking Urban Terror t-shirts you studs were wearing at QuakeCon? Well, we are still looking into the possibilities of getting t-shirts. If we do it, it'll be after Beta 2.4, because right now we just do not have any time. Still looking into getting them pressed and getting a decent price. Still a few things that we got to focus on. We are still trying to work a lucrative deal from one of the distributors here in Southern California, and hopefully that'll happen sometime after the release. Camper Bob inquires about the changes to the night vision goggles. He says, well, they've been relatively unchanged since we showed them off. Sweet Nuts says players are still highlighted. Just that in 2.4, they are highlighted quite a bit better against a dark background than light ones, which is about the best we can do without dynamic lighting to simulate goggles working better against darkness than light. The dark backgrounds are inverted and made light. The players are dark against those, so you still see them well, just not as well as in 2.3. You should also, I'll also mention that you can see images through the smoke grenades. So that's something new. New Logic wanted to know details about Beta 3. Right now, as I said, our focus is very short term and getting Beta 2.4 released. And I think the community would agree with that, as they continue to say we are late and that we've missed numerous dates. Whatever. It's a beta. We're working on it. But some of the work right now we are doing will carry over into Beta 3, such as the weapon models and skins. Right now there's not much to talk about. We've been very focused on the testing and tweaking to get a very solid build of 2.4. Beta 3 will be very heavy in the planning stages before we begin, and probably with a break between the release of 2.4 and the start of the development on Beta 3. Thumber wanted to know, I would like to know your opinion on the weapons rants that's going on throughout the community, that you're just replacing the M4 SPAS combo with the G36 UMP45 or some other combination in 2.4 by lowering the damage on the M4 and SPAS. Well, for Beta 2.4, the damage has been unchanged on either weapon, although I'm sure we will see many naysayers. It's been unchanged. The only change has been an increase in the spread of the bullets over a distance on the M4. As Vinsky reported, he felt really no change, and I believe he was also using the laser sight with it. So aside from that, it's the same weapon. Will that bring changes to some in the community? I'm sure it will. I do not think it'll be that drastic, nor do many on the team. If you favor the M4 now, I am sure you will continue to use it. As we talked about a bit ago, Vinsky said he didn't feel a difference, and to be honest, I didn't either. Maybe at a long distance, say from one side of the map to the other on something like Battle Cows map, UT Uptown, you might feel a difference, but up close, you really won't see any sort of a difference. The new Stumble Inn is also open on the RM4 forums. Stop by, grab a drink, and say hello. Space Marine poses the question, why don't more women play Urban Terror and FPS games in general? Earlier this morning, I talked to Karen Law. Some of you might know her as Hellchick, the former site coordinator from Planet Quake and 3D Action Planet. And she gave me this information. She says, on why few women play games like UT. She says, men and women are pretty different creatures, obviously. And I think it's human nature for men to get into games with elements of danger, violence, and adrenaline rushes. I think women tend to gravitate towards more social games like MMORPG, massive multiplayer online role-playing games, or games with an emphasis on adventure. But that doesn't mean that all women don't like games like Urban Terror. I think that there are a lot of women who have been conditioned to think that they wouldn't like a game like that, so they don't try it. If more tried them, they might find they really like them, so it could be a matter of asking your girlfriends and wives to give it a try. And, you know, just the number of males as opposed to females who play computer games to begin with, but we do have a few females in our community, and we are glad they are here and are playing Urban Terror. There is a new tutorial up on the sixth floor, and it comes courtesy of Sweet Nuts of Silicon Ice. Many level designers usually spend hours on end looking for textures to complete their level. Sweet Nuts has now provided you a very useful tool. That's a texturing tutorial that takes you through all the steps of creating your own texturing. You can it could seem overwhelming at first, but it's really a thorough tutorial, step by step. You can check it out at planetquake.com/sixth floor/texture. I will be converting this over to the sixth floor. Right now it's just something Sweet Nuts made. I decided to throw it up there. And if you want a texture for your map, check out that tutorial. It's planetquake.com/sixth floor/texture. Something new for next week. We're going to try to talk to Apoxel, formerly of Silicon Ice Development, now with Raven Software. We'll check in with him and see what he's been up to and has to say about his new and current position at Raven Software. And in the coming weeks, we'll also try to talk to Wetwired at 40 Rulers and Odd at Bungie Software. Stay tuned for more details on these ex-SID members. Final break. We'll get back and wrap the show up. This is Third Eye Blind. Never let you go. That song ended early, didn't it? All your bass are blonde to us. Let's try a little drugs here.
you're listening to that project coordinating pimp, Oswald, here on Urban Radio.
And we move into the last segment of the show. Basically, it's just the miscellaneous section where anything goes. I got a few shout-outs here that were sent to me. Clan Knox, a shout-out for being number one undefeated in the Eastern Clan on the Stay League. Shout-out to Clan Kuda from Death Fox. You guys rock. From Semper Fi, give kudos to Railbait.com. Shout-out from Vulture, Butt Sex to Laggy Gleam. From Thumber, a shout-out to HV, that's House Valhalla, the oldest UT clan in the community. Clan Pitt would like to pay props to Garf. Pornstar gives a quickie to Black Dragon. LT1 wants to see some of the new maps, or some of the map submissions that have not yet been released from the map competition. Shout out from Mofo8 to his homies in Scotland, Sister Mary and Drunken Cowboy, and all the other Scottish Urban Terror players. And finally, Lord of Doom from UTZ. He says, tell Jay on Urban Radio that he earned a month trial of UTZ so he can now wear the tag. As usual, we will have the Friday Night Fragging on Blade Killer server, 64.180.91.204. It's all the great CTF action you have come to love. But before that action, we will be testing Lair's newly compiled version L of UT Subway on the same server. If you want to check it out, go to /UT_Subway for all the information and the download, and you can find that on Blade Killer server tonight. With that, that concludes the show for this week. We will be back next week with more information. Hopefully it'll be just as good as it was this week, if you thought it was good this week. Maybe we'll even get your release date sometime during the middle of next week and get on the radio to take a few questions about 2.4. With that, I bid you farewell. See you next week. Have a great weekend.
It's over? All right. Well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.